Johannesburg's in a mess. There's no question about that. The province of Gauteng is also in a very strange place. As South Africa's richest province, the place where most of commerce has been done over many, many years, it seems to be in some kind of a terminal decline. Is it? Former mayor of Johannesburg, Herman Mashaba, founded Action SA to try and fix all of this. He vowed that he would never get into a partnership with the ANC. But now it seems he might be. We'll find out from the man himself. Herman, you're confusing everybody. You have got the business community in a tiz. You're the man, they say, that we vote for because you'll never, ever get into partnership with the ANC. Now it appears as though you are. What is this story?
No, well, Alec, you can only get confused if you want to get confused, because these established political establishments, they think we are all fools, that we must all dance to that tune at the expense of actually sacrificing our country, more especially Gauteng metros. And I think we watched these developments over the last few weeks or so. As you are aware, the city of Johannesburg, it's in a mess. And we've been trying, Alec, you know, I've had many interviews with you and other platforms that we need to stabilize Johannesburg. Unfortunately, the other parties refused. Now we find ourselves in the situation where ANC partners are also playing games. People are fighting for positions. And at the same time, we looked at ourselves as Action SA with 44 councillors in the city of Johannesburg. 44, we are the third biggest political party. We said we are not going to watch this movie, people destroying our party when they are fighting for positions. When the ANC approached us on this matter, I called them to my house. And within 10 minutes of our meeting, I said, look, I'm not here to play games, the guys. I've engaged our structures after the 2024 elections and actually came out quite strong from our structures. All three the caucuses in Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni and Tshwane, they said, you know, the Mr. Mashaba or Herman, as much as we definitely want to play an effective opposition, but I think there's an opportunity for us to save our cities by actually playing a meaningful opposition with all these political games being played by these other political parties. This is our proposal, and they gave me the proposal, which when ANC called me, I said, first I sent Michael and Funzi, our provincial chairperson, national chairperson, to go and talk to them. And 2 days later, I called them myself to take over the negotiations. And because I'm sure you know, Alec, I don't play. So I said to them with the Premier Lesufi, I said, let's not really play games here. We've got to save the city of Johannesburg to save South Africa. And I'm aware of the politics being played against you. We are happy to save our country, not you. We are prepared to save the city of Johannesburg. However, these are the terms of us making sure that we can shield you from these political games being played against you. Firstly, the Section SA, there's just no way we can work with this current mayor. The job the man is playing is way above his competency. Secondly, you've just, this, your guys have just imposed a 200 surcharge, electricity surcharge on paying residents. It says this is totally unacceptable. We've engaged our caucus in Johannesburg, in the city of Johannesburg. I've engaged you the last month or so, and you guys are refusing to listen. You've got to withdraw this. You've got to withdraw this 200 rand surcharge. There's an opportunity for you to for revenue enhancement of people who are not paying, who have illegally connected. That is the third one. And also, we are not going to sign any agreement with anyone, because we've realized in this country with all the political parties, you sign up an agreement with them, I can tell you, Alec, when it doesn't suit them, it's not where the papers are written on. I said to him, Premier, you can take my word. We will support you as long as you do the right thing. If you remove this mayor, you prepared to reverse this 200 rands levy. We are prepared to support you. You run the executive. We don't want to co-govern with you. We are not really prepared to determine who must be a mayor. What we are asking you to put in the right candidate. You have 90 members of council. If you don't have a competent person, bring someone from outside to run the city. But as Action SA, we take over the legislature so that we can officially hold you accountable for whatever you do. But at the same time, we don't expect a one-way street. Because obviously, as Action SA taking over the legislature, that means I've got to deploy people into the legislature. Please, in the event of any one of them playing in an unethical manner, please hold us on the same standard that we're going to hold you. I said, let's have a gentleman's agreement. We are happy to communicate it to you now, and I'm prepared to anyone can hold me to this. So if they're prepared to really cooperate, that they will run a clean government, and ensure that we turn around the city, including actually helping them to clean that city. I ran that city for 3 years. If you look at the records are there. If you look at from the second year when I took over the administration, the first year, remember when I took over with the majority of senior people being ANC cadres. We were put in jobs not because of what they know, who they knew. So I had to immediately do skills audit. Some of them ran. Some of them were prepared to really be trained, or we moved to somewhere else. Then you look at from the second year, how our revenue, literally on a year, on a month-to-month basis, we were breaking records. Why? Because, Alec, I became very unpopular, you remember, called the names and so forth, because I went after anyone who was cheating the system, be it legal firms, big companies, small companies, anyone who could afford to pay had to pay. And that's why our revenue improvement was massive. And I said, we are prepared to assist you in that, but don't really punish law-abiding citizens when you know why you are failing to collect the revenue. And that made us to really make sure that I think I put my own personal beliefs ahead of my country. And I listened to my team, presented it to the ANC. They're happy, and it's up to them, obviously, to comply.
So practically speaking, what does this mean? First of all, it means Herman Mashaba said, I'll never go into partnership with the ANC. You are going into partnership with them. At least you're going in to support them. But how does it practically work out when you have a look at the way that it's going in forward?
When Alec, we're not going into a partnership with the ANC because we're not taking any executive position. Let them have the mayor and all the executives. We are just taking over the legislature, the speaker, and all the positions to do with holding the speaker accountable. So in this scenario, Alec, this puts us in a very powerful but productive and positive engagement where we are opposition with the powers. I like being an opposition where you just make noise without actually having the control, because as you can imagine, what we're proposing, that basically means the executive would not really do anything without passing through council, because we'll be in charge of council.
Just explain what that means to ratepayers in Johannesburg, being in charge of council.
Anything that serves for the mayor and the executive to be able to execute their plans, they've got to be passed by council. And they've got to go through the speaker and Section 79 committees. And those are the committees I'm saying we will hold without having any agreement with the ANC and hold them accountable. And we are not going to be an obstructive opposition. If they bring anything that makes sense to this country, like one of them that I've discussed with the Premier, is that we must bring back that inner city rejuvenation program. Remember, Alec, when I took over the city at the time, 300,000 housing backlog. with at the time 180 informal settlements, squatter camps, where our people were living beyond human rights acceptance. So I said, we've got to reinstitute that. We've got to bring back the cleaning programs. We've got to deal with hijacked buildings. We've got to deal with foreign nationals who are in our country illegally. Now we can work together as the province and the municipality, institute back those programs so that we clean up this country. We're not here to make friends. Let's follow the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. Let us reclaim all this hijacked buildings by criminal syndicates. Give them to the private sector to build affordable accommodation for deserving South Africans. And that's really what we're calling for. And the Premier is happy with that. And we said we don't want to really have an agreement. There's no point in having an agreement that people don't respect. You can take my word, and I'm happy to confirm with you this is what we will do. We will not just really be an unreasonable opposition. But this time around, we'll have the powers to ensure that a case of mismanagement, corruption, or any malfeasance will be effectively dealt with, because it will never pass through council.
So if I can understand this just real basic terms, the ANC continues to run the executive. They'll have the MMCs, those people who have the various portfolios. However, before they can get a budget passed or before they can implement operational issues, it has to go through the council, as you're saying now. And
absolutely,
Action SA will control the council and can veto the bad decisions. Is that what it
means? They would not even veto. They won't go through council. And obviously, if something has not gone through council, it'll never pass. Like right now, look at they're having a stalemate. They passed the budget. And after passing the budget, now they're holding all the parties, they're holding the ANC to ransom about the 2 billion rands loan, which is part of the budget. Now they're holding them a ransom. We said, no. This is unacceptable, because at the moment, without that loan passing by council, ANC would not really be able to provide services. You can imagine already the city's in a paralysis. And as we know, as Action SA, when we looked at this, we said, you know what? These political parties are actually not punishing the ANC. They're punishing the residents. They passed the budget with this loan. Yes, before ANC can acquire it, it must be passed by council. Now they are stopping this budget from passing because they want certain positions be in the legislature and council. These are issues that have got absolutely nothing to do with the residents of the city of Johannesburg. And punishing residents of Johannesburg, ultimately you're punishing the entire country, because without Johannesburg working, the entire country is not going to work. It is for that reason we said, no, no, no. As Action SA colleagues, we cannot afford to stand by and watch these politicians playing political games at the expense of our residents. Obviously, because they know the residents, they don't understand these dynamics. So we said we will bring in a new chapter of politics in the South African political landscape.
And the new chapter is that if you want to play politics for your own ends, for your own gains, we will not let you do that. Is this
absolutely
what
if it
I'm
means
reading?
We've got to change our position as much as we are saying we're not really working with the ANC. We want to hold them officially accountable. As I say, it's well and nice you can be in opposition, but if you don't have the powers, here we're talking about a totally new game in the South African political landscape. We've got 44 councillors, so we're the third biggest political party in the city of Johannesburg. So we are not going to allow the other parties working with the ANC to play political games at the expense of our residents.
It sounds like it's a bit of a government of national unity, but in a city sense.
No, there's a very far government of national unity. They have positions in the executive. We're very far from signing anything with anyone. We don't want a single position in the executive. The mayor must appoint his own executive. We're not interested in the executive at this point in time.
But you are interested in who is the mayor. And the mayor, before they appoint the mayor, you need to be happy that that's the right mayor, because you don't like the current mayor.
Yes, absolutely. And the reason why, Alec, that is important, we cannot afford to have another Gwamanda. They must actually bring in a credible, ethical person. That's only the involvement we want. We're not really prepared to dictate to the ANC who they must appoint. But please, do us a favor. Don't bring in a compromised individual known by the country to be the compromise. That's why we even went to an extent to say, look, in the event you don't have a competent person within your 90, then go out. You have the liberty to go and get a competent person to come and run the city. We will give you the support.
Herman, what does this mean for the other metros in Gauteng where you do have a significant presence as Action SA, for instance, in Tshwane and Ekurhuleni? Might you now break with your current partners then?
No, not really. We're going to follow the same pattern in Ekurhuleni. Ekurhuleni is under the same paralysis as the city of Johannesburg. But obviously, our agreement with the ANC was that let's do Johannesburg now, and then in 2 weeks' time or so, then we follow with Ekurhuleni, follow the same pattern, but they're still obviously talking to their Ekurhuleni colleagues, which we said, that's fine. It actually suits us to make sure that we have a smooth execution of this exercise. Let's start with Johannesburg, then followed by Ekurhuleni, and immediately to Tshwane. Tshwane, the only the thing that we want, which DA has been blocking. Remember 18 months ago when the ANC, when DA mayor, we called for the resignation of that mayor and asked them to bring in someone who can respect us, because at the time, after the 2021 local government elections, they gave us a very, very arrogant, disrespectful mayor, and we called for the resignation of that mayor. And they brought in Celia Brink. And Celia Brink is working actually quite well with us. We see ANC has brought in a motion of no confidence against him. We issued a statement on Saturday that will protect him. However, DA, as you are aware, sabotaged the elections of the speaker, because at the time of the election of the mayor, at the time there was a vacancy with the speaker, and we all as a coalition partners that the speaker will position will go to Action SA. But for some reason, DA decided to spoil their votes. We ended up with a one-party ANC EFF-controlled speaker. And we've been fighting this matter in court without the support of the DA. But this matter, without any doubt, the DA did this deliberately to sabotage their votes, making them unacceptable to the IEC. So we ended up with an ATM, one councillor, the person who is now the speaker. So ANC is happy to remove that speaker and allow the process for proper election of Action SA speaker.
It's a very confusing matter for those who aren't sitting inside as you are. But if we just begin at the top, we've got the Government of National Unity, where you are not a member, you are not involved there. And the intention always was in that Government of National Unity, and let's just call it for what it is, with the ANC, the DA, and the IFP, to then take it further down, to trickle-down effect, and take it into the provinces, and then to take it into the cities. Well, it hasn't worked in the province of Gauteng, clearly. There's been all kinds of differences of opinion between the Gauteng ANC and the national ANC. Are you now telling us that at the cities, it's also going to be independently managed, as it were, free from the instructions, perhaps not just of national government, but also of the provincial government? Can we read that much into this decision?
Well, Alec, you can read into this is the fact that the Government of National Unity in the province is a result of the negative impact in the city of Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni, and so forth. And we cannot be expected to sit back and watch those people fighting for positions, because the reason why there's a breakdown in Gauteng is because of people fighting for positions. And then, unfortunately, the process is affecting the municipalities. And if you look at it, fortunate enough, Action SA is in such an ideal position to be the one to say, not in our name. We are not going to watch you fighting for position while the residents of Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni, are suffering. We will come to defense of our country and use the mandate given to us by the voters.
So if you are then going to be supporting, or at least not carboshing, the ANC in Johannesburg and Ekurhuleni, as you accuse other political parties of doing, what is your position on the Gauteng government as a final kind of question here?
Well, I think that is the matter that the so-called Grand Coalition must sort out. It's got nothing to do with us. So I think our view is that Action SA is not a part of any arrangement with this Grand Coalition, which they call the Government of National Unity. We are happy and comfortable, and we can live with it to be an effective opposition like we're doing right now with in the National Assembly under the leadership of Athol Tronlepe. They're doing an amazing work. Six of them were not actually deployed. Them, I said, guys, you must go and act like you're 60. And the other day when I was talking to them, what they've been doing the last 2 weeks is like the 120 of them. And it's only six of them. They're working very hard, to making appearances in as many committees as possible, giving constructive inputs into the debates. So I think, yeah, so the Gauteng province, at national level, Action SA is going to be a constructive opposition. So, I mean, the space right now in South Africa is wide, wide open for Action SA, because you've got two groups, the ones with the Grand Coalition led by the ANC and the DA, and on one hand, you've got what they call the Progressive Coalition of MK and EFF. So there's no one in between. So basically, they've now opened a wide open a space for Action SA to be that party that must actually be there to stand for people of South Africa, because this Grand Coalition, it's a coalition for positions. That's why we've ended up with the biggest government on earth on one hand, when people don't see anything wrong. I was actually quite shocked a few days ago when I heard the DA claiming that Palapala is not as bad as Inkandla. And I'm saying, my goodness, I mean, these are the very same people. A few months ago, Palapala was a big issue. And Palapala, it's a huge issue. You cannot accept to live in a country where the president is involved in money laundering, in a country that is grey listed, and you say it is not as bad. So tell me, crime is crime. There's no better crime, worse crime. Crime, it's crime, more especially committed by the president of the country. So you can already see where this Grand Coalition is going. And then on the other hand, you've got MK and EFF wanting to change the constitution of our country so that we don't have the constitutional courts and come out with expropriation of my property without compensation. And I live in my house. I've paid, don't owe anyone a cent. And now MK and EFF says, no, this land must belong to the state, and you expect me, I must keep quiet. So that's why Action SA's role is really very crucial to play that opposition role. But now, look at it, Alec. We've now been given an opportunity in the three metros now to play a crucial role. We are not just going to be an opposition that just speaks or talks. We're an opposition with the real powers to really stop corruption, stop maladministration, stop wrong things and things happening in our country, in our cities.
And pragmatically as well. You'll be doing it in a pragmatic basis.
In a pragmatic way. So I think, remember when I spoke to you after the elections, I was devastated. And the last time I spoke to you, I said, I've actually accepted this and I see opportunities. And opportunities are just really happening. I remember many years ago, I think about 30 or whatever, many years ago, I attended a training session on synchronicity. But that you must learn when things, bad things happen or anything happens, particularly a bad thing happened to you, just leave it to the Almighty to decide. Act in good faith. Things will just really work out. And things work out for a reason. And look at the powerful position action SA is in ensuring that we can actually knock some sense in these politicians without doing this job being paid. And Alec, as you're aware, I've got to rely on my family to survive. But at the same time, committed. I thought after the elections, I'll get a chance to relax. The things will settle down. I can tell you, it's been crazy the last 2 weeks. And you can imagine the execution of this exercise will need to me. So you can imagine if I was in parliament in committees, I would not have an opportunity to get involved in this. I remember, including my wife, when I had to get decision not to go to parliament, I said, no, I want to play a strategic role because for me, it's not being the president or the mayor. It's the last job in the world I want. But I love this country. I don't want to end up one day making a decision to leave my beautiful country.
I've been Mashaba, leader of Action SA. I'm Alec Hogg from BusinessNews.com.